Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Contour Mortgage.
Yes, I had a missed call from this number.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this Mr. Hoover?
It is.
Hi, Mr. Hoover. My name is Kenny, and thank you for returning our call. I was actually calling you, sir, to and I'm calling on behalf of Contour Mortgage. The reason of my call was regarding a credit pull you recently did for a mortgage transaction. We are one of the lenders, sir, and we would like to go ahead and present to you our numbers so you can compare them to your current offer, where you're looking around to purchase a home, refinance, or you're cashing out.
I'm looking to purchase a home, but the last people I've spoken with said my credit score is too low, so I don't know if you even want to waste your time.
No, let me tell you, Mr. Hoover, you do have 45 days so you can shop around, that this will not affect your scores from your credit. What I could do is that I'm going to transfer you over to my license agent, bring them on the line so they can provide you further information with no obligation at all, okay? This is just so you can actually do the comparing of pricing to, you know, you can actually see for yourself that we actually have one of the lowest rates, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to be on the line with you while I connect your call, okay?
All right.
Great. Awesome. Give me just a second. I appreciate you returning my call. Give me a moment. I'm trying to connect your call right now.
Okay.
You can always ask him any questions, okay, if you have any doubts or anything like that. They'll answer all your questions for you. Yeah.
Hello, this is James White, Mortgage.
Hi, Jane. Hi, good afternoon. I have Edward Hoover on the other line that he wants to just get some information to purchase.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a nice day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, good morning, or afternoon, actually, now. My name is James Weiss. I work for a mortgage company called Contour Mortgage. We do a great job helping people all across the country buy homes and refinance and do any other kind of mortgage that you need. So happy to have a conversation with you and see if we have something to offer you that would help you.
Okay. Before we even get into the nitty-gritty details or going any further, I do have a low credit score.
Okay. I mean, I've helped people with no credit scores at all. I've helped people with like low 500 credit scores. Where are we?
I think, Rocket Mortgage just pulled it the other week. I think it was at a 560 because of a missed car payment.
Okay. We can work around those kinds of things usually. So you're trying to buy a house. Do you have any money for a down payment?
At this point, I do not, no.
Okay.
Now, what Rocket Mortgage was looking at was, it is my parents' old home. So it's in my mother's name. I was going to purchase it from her. They said something about gift of equity or something of that sort.
Yep.
I'm not sure what
it
was.
Yep. We do those all the time. So I know exactly what they're talking about. So basically what they were saying is that it's your mother selling, or who's actually the owner of the house right now?
It's in my mom's name.
And she's still with
us,
right?
Sorry. It's finance, so I don't know who it's through.
Oh, I don't care about that. Not that part, but it's your mother is alive and she still owns the property.
Yes.
Okay. I was making sure it wasn't like an estate or something. Like when someone
it was my dad's. He did pass away. That was about 10 years ago, and she had it transferred to her.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that like automatically happens basically. So that's fine.
Right.
Cool. All right. So that's something that we help with all the time. So how much do you think the house is worth?
I don't know, to be honest. If you get on... what is that?
Zillow.
There's an app that you can use where it shows houses and what they're quoted at.
Yep.
But it's changed a lot. It's been in the 165 range. It's been in the 125 range. And
we have no idea. That's the answer.
Yes. Right. Yes.
That's okay. It's is it 116 3rd Street, or is that just where you're living?
That's the home.
Okay. And you're living in it already, right?
Yes, I live here.
Okay, so in this process, is your mother trying to get a lot of money for out of the house? Like when you sell it, does she want to take a lot of cash out and go do something else? Or what's the goals for her? Because it kind of changes the way we'll set up the loan.
More or less, she wants to get it out of her name, so the mortgage and stuff isn't on her.
Okay, cool. So how much does she owe on the house?
I'm not sure how much is owed. Last time I talked to her, which was about 2 years ago when I was trying to go through this process, she said she'd like to get $125 for it. She said that's pretty much what was owed because they refinanced.
Okay.
That number may be lower.
We can go up to 85% of what the house is worth. So when it's an arm's length transaction, that's just the rule when we go and you have less than a 620 credit score. So
what if the house is worth 190?
Great. Yeah, no, that means we can get a gift of equity so you don't have to worry about the down payment. We can put the closing costs in the loan and you'll have room left over. So that'll be fine if it's worth that much. My question, though, is if it's worth, say, 125, that we're only going to be able to go up to 85% of that. So
right.
That's less cash than she would get from selling it to somebody else, too. So, like,
right.
It's yeah.
No, I get it.
And you can't sell
again,
a house and not pay up for, like, no short sales. So.
That 125 came from a long time ago when the prices had dropped very bad.
Okay.
I mean, that hasn't been done recently at all since values have gone back up.
Yeah, fine. So let's I have – one of my managers has a way to look up the prices of houses in a way that's better than what the internet can tell you. So definitely the first thing I'm going to do after we get on the phone is have them run that report and see where we are, where they think it is. It'll also tell us how much your mom owes on the mortgage too. So
okay.
Or at least give us a better estimate because there's information like that in public record too. And so that should help. The service that he has is it actually looks up public record stuff in a way that's helpful to know what's going on. So that'll help us get some information without you having to do a lot of digging.
Okay.
But
I do have a question.
Getting a mortgage statement would help. Yeah, go ahead.
So let's say Dauphin County, it never got updated. That this is no longer a two-bedroom ranch home or three-bedroom ranch home, that it's a four-bedroom with an addition on it now. And it's, say it's estimated at like 1,300 square feet, but it's really at like 2,400 square feet now. Because that's what I'm saying. It hasn't been re-estimated since the new addition and everything's been put on. There's a lot more house here than what would be in the records.
My Zillow report here is totally wrong.
And that's where I got okay. My number from.
That's fine. So let's – if that's the case, and Zillow is completely wrong about the number of bedrooms, right? Because Zillow says
– because I think Zillow reports based off of like a 1,300-square-foot home.
That's what I was reading.
There's a whole
– yes.
There's a whole brand-new addition on the other side of that 1,300 square feet. With a master bedroom, a bathroom, and a living room downstairs, which adds probably another 1,000 square feet onto that.
Okay. Did you have any permits open when you did that kind of work?
Yeah, it would have been open way back, though, in like 06, 05.
Okay. We might run into issues with the title report if there's open permits on it that were never closed.
Might have some closed.
Oh, okay, cool. So that's fine. I'm just surprised that
on it.
I'm surprised that the public record here, because Zillow just pulls it right off the county website usually. I'm surprised that this isn't updated in a way that they see that. But that's fine. As long as the permits are done, we're not going to have any problems. Even sometimes when they aren't done, we're okay as long as there's nothing like sitting open waiting to be caught.
Right.
Because no one really cares that much. Just depending on what it is. It seems like we did a lot of work, though. Well, you know, it's really about the situation with the house. It's really all about if we have to go and sell this thing to somebody else, are we going to have a lot of legwork to do to clear up these issues? So if they're really worried about the issues that are going to show up when they try to sell it again. So as long as those issues don't exist, we'll be okay. And even if they do exist, we'll work through it. It's that's why we're a good mortgage company to work with, is because we deal with issues all the time. Every day we work with a lot of more difficult files, we'll say.
Gotcha.
So that's fine.
This shouldn't be a difficult one.
Well, I mean, if there's open permits, it's going to be a pain in the butt. But that's okay. It'll be less of a pain in the butt because we know who to talk to get things fixed. So you think like 190 was the purchase, the value of the house?
I don't
trust Zillow at all.
I have no idea. I really don't know what it would be valued at. I'd say at least 160, 165 if we're going to lowball it.
I hope, as long as it's worth, again, 85% of what you need to get your mother to make this make sense, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the question. So 125, we think, is what she owes, or close to what she owes, or a little bit less than what she owes?
Probably less now.
Okay, cool. So divided by point. Let's just work with that number, because it's the last number you gave me. So as long as it's worth 150, we're going to be okay.
Okay. So should I get another home evaluation at some point here soon?
Well, let's make sure that if you're going to get a mortgage, we're going to have to use a government loan program. The FHA is the way you're going to have to go. Or you're not. Are you a veteran?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because the VA is a really good way to go when you have a lower credit score. I think the FHA is going to be the way to go. We have a really great we're a correspondent lender, which means we underwrite files for a whole bunch of different banks, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
One
so
of
you,
the investors we have,
writing.
Yeah, it's all in our name until you end up paying another bank at the end, but everything else is done. You never have to talk to another investor or anything. Like if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't even know that it was another investor who's going to buy it. But
right.
So what you do is
you have people who have money who give you money to disperse it where you need to, and then they play the bank.
It's even more complicated than that because FHA, right? Yeah. The FHA is giving money to this investor who's really the people who are ending up giving you the money in the end.
Right. Yes.
But we're making sure that the file works. That investor doesn't have enough capacity, basically, to do all the loans that they want to service. So they have third parties like us basically originating the loans for them at the same price as it was what they would originate. They don't have the loan officers or the processors or the underwriters to get all the loans done that they want to do. So one of our investors is really, really good at getting loans done that are government loans like FHA or VA loans. Where your score is like 550 to 580 or even lower than that, especially when veterans. I've heard of people getting veteran loans done for like in the fours even. But this investor is really good at making sure that it works between those numbers. And I can get, you know, an approval before you start, like, ordering appraisals and spending money. So so before you spend any money, you order anything, let's just make sure that the loan works, and then we'll make sure we order everything in the way that's going to get you the best answers.
Okay.
All right. So can you tell me about your income? That's the other thing that matters here.
Yeah, I work full-time. I work for the city of Harrisburg as a codes enforcement officer. I work 40 hours a week.
You might know more about that than I do.
I know a little bit about this. About 3 years.
Anything more than two is exactly the same, so three is good. And then about how much do you make a year or an hour or a month or however?
A year, I think it's between $53,000 and $54,000. And then I'll have a 3% increase at the beginning of this year.
Well, that's good. So before we close, probably, since we're coming into the Christmas season.
Yeah, we'll probably be around
getting appraisers out. Even just getting appraisers out to houses is more annoying now than it normally is. All right, so FHA. You said you think it's like 550 to 580, right? That's what I remember you saying.
Yeah, I believe when Rocket Mortgage pulled it the other week, it was 560. Now it was at 660, 670, but I missed a car payment and I guess they drilled me.
They'll do that.
Yeah, I saw.
Okay. So think if we end up doing this before we can get the scores back up, and just keep in mind, this is the only the numbers that you're going to have until you can refinance when the scores come back up. The FHA loans are like the easiest kinds of loans when the rates come down to get it down, because there's a streamlined refinance process. But it looks to me like the terms that we're going to end up, sorry, the pricing gets kind of bunched up. So I think we're going to end up with like a 6.75% interest rate. And let's see. Do you know how much the taxes and insurance are on this property?
The insurance,
okay,
so. she has that added into her payment now, so I don't know what that is. And I think taxes are each year somewhere around $1,200 to $2,000. I don't know exactly.
Zillow thinks you're $1,800, so I'll use that number.
That sounds about right.
So that's $150, right, a month. And my guess is you can get a homeowner's insurance on this property for $100 a month at the worst.
Okay.
Just having some experience with that. And then we have last part. $58 for mortgage insurance. So when we add everything up, this is just, you know, back of the envelope numbers, but I think you'll end up with a mortgage payment of like $1,135 a month is my best guess before I have credit reports and stuff like that.
Sounds about what she's paying now.
Okay, I mean,
and how much is that off of? That's off the $125.
It's assuming 85% of 150, so it's 127,500.
Okay,
but it's going to be float, you know, we're going to figure out the exact loan amount that works for everybody, that your mother gets the money that she needs to do whatever she needs, and the payment's comfortable for you, and there's enough equity in the house to make it work without a down payment. Like, there's moving pieces here where the numbers aren't, it probably won't end up being exactly that number, but, that's just with the ballparks and stuff that you should expect, somewhere in that range, like $1,100 to $1,200.
And then do the rate, does that change or is that fixed?
Oh, so we almost always do fixed interest rates unless someone's asking about adjustable rates. And honestly, with the FHA right now, it's really hard even to get adjustable interest rate loan approved. So not fixed rate, 6.75 would be fixed.
Okay.
All right. So that's what I'm looking at. I mean, to give you an actual, like, offer here where you can see the numbers in writing and I can make sure that your, you know, the debt ratio works and this, those kinds of things, I really need the computer system to tell me for sure. We always start off with a soft credit pull so that we don't endanger your credit score in any way until we know that something's going to work. So I would need your permission to pull that, and there's a couple other questions I'm supposed to ask you.
Okay.
So, other question. Are you married?
No.
Okay. Do you have anybody you list as a dependent on your tax returns?
Yes.
Okay. I'm supposed to ask you how old they are.
5 and 7.
Young kids. I have a 5-year-old, too, and an 8-month-old. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather go back to the 8-month-old before they walked and talked.
my 5-year-old he used to puke all over the place like he was the biggest spit-up baby ever. And he woke up at least 3 or 4 times a night until he was about 4 years old. So I'm happy I'm out of that age range with him. And the young one is cute, so I don't know. I'm sure as she gets older, I'm going to be more worried than him getting older is fine.
I have 2 girls. I'm not looking forward to the teenage years.
Yeah, exactly. So my kid gets easier. Your kid gets harder. all right. So what else can I need? Do you have any money in the bank? Sometimes showing reserves, like just money sitting in the bank account, can make a difference, even though you don't necessarily have to use it for the loan.
I don't have a whole lot of savings.
Okay. Anything in like a 401k? I'm guessing you probably get a pension, so you might not. But anything like a 403b, any kind of retirement accounts?
If I do, I would be through work. And I do,
okay.
I don't have a pension yet through work, but I do have, like, I'll get one after a certain amount of years.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's fine. I'm going to assume that there's no money that we're working with here and we have to get everything from the equity or,
okay.
That kind of thing. And that's fine. A lot of times that's how these work anyway. So, what else did I want to ask you? Yeah, is there anything else on your – I know you had that late payment on the car. Is there anything else that we should know about before we look at this?
Medical. I have a lot of medical stuff from, like, 8, 10 years ago.
We can ignore all the medical stuff, so don't –
okay.
You don't have to worry about that.
Normally,
it doesn't come into the...
normally the way that my credit pulls go is I have a lot of stuff on it, but it's almost all medical. There's only, like, 3 things on there that aren't medical, and everyone always tells me, your credit's low because of the medical, but you don't have enough credit. So that's about
really?
Where it ends up. Yeah, it's like
that's
you have no credit, but the credit you do have is bad because of the medical. So they never really want to do anything with it.
Hmm. I mean, we can definitely ignore the medical stuff.
Okay.
Well,
then
you have a
you're
car
only
loan.
See a yep, you're going to see a car loan, a Snap-on credit loan. And I think there's one other, but they all get paid.
Okay. So three trade lines is what the FHA needs. So if you have 3 things on your credit report that are active, we're going to have enough credit. Yeah. So that's fine. All right. So let me the next step here is for me to actually look at it, and I can tell you what's there. So can I have your permission to do this off credit poll?
Yeah.
Okay. So I need your date of birth.
7/22/89.
Okay. And then I also need your social security number.
19370169.
Thank you for that. Again, so this is what I'm going to, you need my contact information. Let me send that to you. Can I text you my business card? That's usually the easiest way for me to send it.
That, yes, absolutely.
717-592-8350. And just so you know, I have 2 other arm's length transaction loans that I'm working on right. That's what they call it when you know the seller, is that it's a non-arm's length transaction. I always forget the non part. It's non-arm's length transaction because you're not actually like you know the person. And I have 2 other ones of these that I'm working on right now. So I have lots of experience dealing with this, and I'll be able to make it work. If it's possible to make it work, we'll make it work. And usually it takes me like 2 hours to set files up. I have a few other things I'm working on. So can I call you at like 4:30? I think that's when I'll be ready.
That should be perfectly fine.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to try my best to get back to you then. And if I'm not ready, I'll call you and tell you that I'm not ready. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Can I ask what your name was again? I apologize.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's James Weiss. And it's
James
on my business
Weiss.
Card. My license number is on my business card. My phone number is – and, oh, I forgot to ask. So I don't have an email address in the file. So
I
if
can
it's
give
easy,
you one.
I'll take it down. I'll take it down over the phone. But a lot of times it's easier. It's just people just text it to me.
I can do that, too, because it is a long one.
Yes, please, then. We'll mess it up, I promise you.
I will text
it's so
you
hard
to
with
the number
series
you just
underscores,
me.
You know. Perfect. Thank you.
Yep. Now we'll talk to you in a little while.
Absolutely. Thank you for the chance to help you with this.
No, thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.